92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin women deserve access to quality, affordable health care, and that includes postpartum care.
It is Representative an absolute disgrace from the 13th, that we are talking about the bill.
Yelling broke out on the floor of the State Assembly Wednesday over health care coverage for new moms.
And if you want to protect kids, let's protect kids.
No, the point of order is you're non-germane.
You're not going to let me make my argument?
While talking about another bill on the floor, Democrat Robin Vining changed the subject to expanding Medicaid coverage for postpartum women.
You guys are so afraid to vote?
Representative from the 13th, you're out of order.
Almost everywhere in America, low-income women can stay on Medicaid for 1 year after giving birth. There are two exceptions: Arkansas and Wisconsin. Moms in need here in the Badger State have 2 months on Medicaid before being kicked off their coverage. Here's the thing. A majority of lawmakers in the legislature support extending coverage to 1 year. The bill to do just that has 72 sponsors. It includes every Democrat in the Assembly and 28 Republicans, more than enough votes for the bill to pass. But one person has stood in the way, and that's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He's kept the proposal in a committee that rarely meets. He's previously said, quote, "We already have enough welfare in Wisconsin," end quote. Democrats were ready to force the bill to come to the floor for a vote, but Democratic Representative Lisa Subek says Voss found out.
The speaker chose to withdraw the bill from Rules Committee and move it into Assembly Org. Why might he do that? To avoid getting this to a vote on the floor. And I'm mad about it.
A Marquette poll from a few months ago shows that two-thirds of Wisconsinites support extending this coverage for low-income moms who have recently given birth. One of Madison's biggest biotech companies could be sold. Exact Sciences is headquartered in the UW Research Park off Whitney Way, and they have a huge lab on Madison's west side just off the Beltline. Their most popular product is Cologuard, which is an at-home sample kit that can screen for colon cancer. Bloomberg reports Exact Sciences is discussing a buyout from Abbott Laboratories, an Illinois-based company. Once that news broke, Exact Sciences' stock prices shot upward. The State Journal reports the company is currently worth more than $15 billion. They employ about 3,000 people here in the Madison area. And it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 5.6 cents over the last week for an average of $2.77 across the state. This is 14.5 cents higher than a month ago, but 5.6 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say oil prices are mostly stable near the $60 per barrel level. Refinery maintenance is almost complete, meaning supplies should increase. Between that and seasonal declining demand, officials are hopeful the national average will be below $3 per gallon by Christmas.
The average for a gallon of regular here in Dane County is $2.79. And flags fly at half-staff tomorrow to mark the deadly Waukesha Parade tragedy. November 21, 2021, a man drove through the city's Christmas parade, killing six people and hurting 60. The youngest victim killed was 8, and the oldest was 81. The driver was found guilty of 76 charges and was sentenced to life behind bars without the possibility of parole. Governor Tony Evers says flags will fly at half-staff tomorrow to honor the lives lost and forever changed by the tragedy. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers get set for a border battle on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Green Bay's offense has been struggling as of late, and it doesn't get any easier when the Packers take on the Vikings' tough defense this Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Brian does a hell of a job, as good as anybody. It just, when you game plan for him, I mean, it takes a lot longer than your typical game plan just because of all the different looks that he presents. It is a real, real challenge.
When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur on taking on the challenge of the NFC North.
Every week, somebody that is perceived shouldn't win ends up winning the game. So I think it's a great lesson for all of us involved in this thing is, like, you can't rest for 1 second. And it's not just every game, it's every single moment when you're on the field. Every play is so critical because the margins are, in my opinion, as slim as I can ever remember it.
Kickoff Sunday is at noon at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Bucks take on the 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a groin injury. Here's coach Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Giannis is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. Tip-off against Philadelphia is at 7 p.m. Today is the first day of the state high school football championships with Division 7 through 4 in action. Three of the four games today match up undefeated teams. Tomorrow, it'll be Divisions 3 through 1. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find the pairings, stats updates, and broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool. We're going to drop into the upper 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.